It's sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
As they inbounds it to Earhart, her 18-footer in the corner is good, and that is 10 in a row for Pleasanton, and they've cut it to 2.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Loomis Wolves. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Loomis with the ball, skip pass all the way to the right side. Against the 2-3 zone. Three-pointer, McNall, he'll change that. Clay hits the three, the fourth of the game for Loomis, and now a 10-point lead for the Wolves at 27-17.
The teams may not have had the number of wins they had hoped for this season, but a win over a conference rival is just what these squads would like on Valentine's Day. It's the Wolves and Bulldogs coming up next, but first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Editor Doug Duda live from Pleasanton right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from the friendly confines here in Pleasanton. It is time for Friday Night Basketball, Fort Kearney Conference style, on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's always that last Friday of the regular season for the girls when Loomis and Pleasanton get together, and albeit the records are not exactly what these teams were hoping to have at this point of the season, they are going to be out here tonight, both knowing that they've got a chance to win the ball game. Same story with the boys in their contest tonight. For Pleasanton, they started to find their stride a little bit around conference tournament time, winning 3 in a row, knocking out South Loop, Elwood, and then beating the number one seed Wilcox Hildreth in the FKC quarterfinals. This is their first game since finishing fourth in the tournament. They played Elm Creek and then played Amherst very tough in a 6-point contest. So they will be taking on a Loomis team that's just looking for some wins, and we'll see if they can get one tonight. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with our producer, engineer, Erickson. We'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Zimmatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimmatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimmatic dealer.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is senior night, of course, here at Pleasanton, so they will introduce those, and they're all senior tonight. But first, let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Loomis Lady Wolves, brought to you by our friends at 5 Points Bank. 5 Points Bank, better choices, better banking. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Number 12 is a 5'4" sophomore, Colette Thorell. Number 20 is a 5'3 senior, Madison Walton. Number 22 is a 5'5 freshman, Brooke Rademacher. Number 40 is a 5'7 junior, Tara Maskey. And number 50 is a 5'11 senior in Riley Hahn. The head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves is Stacy Dennis, assisted by Jenny Cox. Loomis looking for their second win of the season. For the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, number 14 is a 5'4" senior in Kara Dowell. Number 22 is a 5'5 senior, Mallory Pates. Number 24, 5'5 senior, Mickey Ahrens. Number 32, 5'7 senior, Shayla Keim. And number 52, 5'11 senior, Breanne Zimmer. In his first year, the head coach is Eric Jones, assisted by Jenny Brown. Pleasanton 5-16 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney. We're back with more after this timeout.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton. Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear 'em up, Bulldogs.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're about ready to get our basketball doubleheader underway. Pleasanton and Loomis tips it off when we come back.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis, insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. Back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we're ready to get tonight's doubleheader underway. Currently on ESPN 1460, the Kearney Bearcats are in Lincoln to take on Southwest. That's a top 10 girls matchup. Southwest leads Kearney 10-8 at the end of one. We're ready to jump it up here at Pleasanton. It'll be Riley Hahn for Loomis and Breanne Zimmer for Pleasanton. The ball's in the air and the opening tap will be controlled by Loomis, and it's going to be stolen away. So up the floor comes Pleasanton. They take it in for a running layup attempt. It's no good by Mallory Pates, and out of bounds it'll go. Staying with Pleasanton, the initial steal there by Mickey Ahrens. She is a quick one out there for Pleasanton. Off the inbound, looking at a three, not there for Dowell. Takes a couple of dribbles. Her jumper from 15 is no good. Backside rebound will come down to Brooke Rademacher. Rademacher will bring it across the timeline to Thorell. Thorell drives. Her runner is no good. And then we're going to see a jump ball as Hahn grabbed the loose ball. She was tied up underneath by Zimmer. And the arrow points the way of Pleasanton. So we'll see if either team can just kind of get off to a good start here against this zone defense that Loomis has put out there. Here's a long three from the top of the key by Zimmer. It's no good. The ball's going to go out of bounds, and it'll belong to Loomis. Pleasanton is going to put some backcourt pressure on. Obviously, the Wolves have had trouble handling the basketball this year. They're going to have to be able to handle it tonight to stay in the game. Maskey with it, kicks it up top, three-pointer on the way, and it is good for Colette Thorell. So Loomis draws first blood, and it's 3-0 in favor of the Loomis Wolves. First meeting of the year between these teams. The three-pointer gets some points on the board. Trying to answer back is going to be Dowell. It's no good. And as it rattles off the rim, the ball is going to kick off one of the Wolves and out of bounds. So Pleasanton will take it out underneath their own hoop. To throw it in will be Mallory Pates. Pates lobs it out to Aarons on the left side. Everybody over there. Now they'll dribble to the right side and give it back to Pates. They kind of sag on Mallory. She decides to dump it into the corner. Now they get it to the big gal Zimmer. Back out front. Here's a three-pointer on the way. No good by Aarons. And then a rebound brought down by Hahn, and we're going to get an over-the-back call here on Lewis, or Pleasanton, excuse me, Breanne Zimmer, her first personal foul as Hahn got the rebound. 3-0. Lewis hit a three-pointer here early in the game. We're not even 90 seconds in. It's Lewis basketball. Thorell comes to the right corner, takes a 12-footer, rattles in and out, no good. Offensive rebound there by Maskey. She'll force it back up, no good. Rebound brought down by Shayla Kime. Pleasanton will push it up with Mickey Aarons. Aarons into the paint, pulls up from nine, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Maskey again. And Loomis will try to get the ball up the floor. Aarons coming off the screen, gets tripped up. That'll free up Thorell. She comes into the front court, runs into a double team, has the ball knocked away, but into the hands of Tara Maskey. So they'll reset it. Here's a 19-footer at the top of the key on the way by Rademacher. It's no good. And coming out of there with the basketball will be Mallory Pate. She wants to push it up the floor. She's not going to stop. And she hits the rim on the layup on the way up. Rebound brought down by Brooke Rademacher. Her outlet pass is going to be deflected away, and out of bounds it goes. So Loomis will have the basketball here with the game's first points, a three-pointer by Colette Thorell. And Thorell will bring it into the front court here against the Pleasanton defense to Hahn at the free throw line. Jumper no good. Offensive rebound put back up. No good by Walton. Still fighting for the loose ball. And we're going to get another jump. This one belongs to Loomis. Aarons and Rademacher tied up on that one. And Loomis will take it in on the far side. Kick it back out. Thorell squares for another three, but that's off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound brought down by Mallory Pates. Pates nowhere to go, so she'll just dump it off to Aarons, and Aarons will bring it across the timeline. Left-hand dribble, swings it over for another three. Here's Dowell. She'll fire it up. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Hahn momentarily. Taken away there by Pates. Mallory puts it up, but no good. And the rebound brought down by Loomis. Thorell comes out of there with it. And up the floor, we got a foul called on Pleasanton. Trying to work through a screen there. It's going to go on Mallory Pates. That'll be her first and the team second. And now Pleasanton makes mass substitutions. Kate Stubbs, Kristen Tolles, Autumn Pritchard, all into the basketball game here for Pleasanton as a three-pointer is on the way. In and out, no good by Rademacher. Rebound brought down by Aarons. Aarons' long outlet pass to the other end. The layup is no good. And another jump ball. They got the quick whistle on the jump tonight. And the arrow is going to point the way of Pleasanton. Loomis is going to sub in for the first time as well. See if we can pick up the numbers here for you. Looks like Allie Dennis checks in. For the Bulldogs, they'll get the ball down to the low block, but nothing there for Tolles. Out to Taylor Nichols. Over to Aarons. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound brought down again by Madison Walton. Pleasanton has taken five three-pointers, have not been able to connect yet. It's still 3-0 Loomis. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Backside, Dennis is open. She'll try to dump it into Hahn. Turns, shoots, partially blocked in there by Taylor Nichols, and is picked back up by Loomis. So the Wolves on the left side of the key start the dribble. Thorell, get it down to Hahn. Hahn turnaround jumper, nice looking shot. It's good. Riley Hahn gives Loomis a 5-0 lead here at Pleasanton. The Bulldogs bring it into the front court. Aarons into the corner, another three. This time it's Pritchard, no good for Autumn. Rebound brought down again by Loomis and Allie Dennis. So a lot of missed threes for Pleasanton, a lot of rebounds for Loomis. Loomis dumps it into the corner. They'll take an 18-footer. It's on the way and no good by Walton. Rebound brought down by Taylor Nichols. So both teams cold from the outside so far here in the first half of this first quarter. 5-0 Loomis, and off the pick, here comes Pritchard. Dumps it into the corner to Aarons. Throws it into the paint. Here's a nice move to the hoop. The shot is up, but it rattles out. No good by Tolles. And the loose ball is grabbed by Loomis. And it's Maddie Walton again. Third for Walton. And up the floor come the Wolves. Trying to set that pick. Gets it back over on the right elbow. Walton gets back over to Thorell. Dumps it inside. Looking at the shot. Taking the shot. Hitting the shot is Allie Dennis. And Loomis is up 7-0 to start our girls' basketball game here at Pleasanton. As the Bulldogs trying to find something, they're not doing anything from the outside. Maybe time to go inside, and that's what they're trying to do here to Kristen Tolles. She works on Hahn. Hahn stands her ground, blocks the shot, takes it away. And another jump ball. The arrow points the way of Loomis. 2:56 to go here in the first quarter of play. And it's 7-0. Loomis leading Pleasanton on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Not a good start here on senior night for the Bulldogs. Loomis has the basketball across the timeline. They'll get it to Thorell. Thorell dumps it to Dennis on the baseline. Jump pass out top to Brooke Rademacher. Skip it over to Katie Anderson, who checked in for the three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Mallory Pates. That's already the fourth for Pates. She'll let the traffic clear and bring it up herself into the left-hand corner. There's a three for Kayla Stubbs, and it's good. And a timeout going to be called off to the make by Pleasanton. So Coach Eric Jones was waiting a long time to make a bucket, and they finally did. Timeout on the floor, 2:25 to go first quarter. Loomis 7, Pleasanton 3. We'll be right back.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
That's Walton. Walton. And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the timeout, it will be Loomis basketball trying to hustle it up the floor. They turn it over for just the second time here, but then given right back over by Pleasanton. So each team with a couple of turnovers on that possession. And it comes right back over to Loomis. They'll drop it into the corner, trying to get to the baseline. Anderson, reverse layup, draws the foul. The shot will not go. But a couple of free throws coming up here for Katie Anderson. The foul will be on Dowell for Pleasanton. Her first and the team's third. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good for Katie Anderson. Her first point of the game, and it's 8-3 Loomis. Second free throw coming up on the way, and it is good. So Anderson gets them both, and it's 9-3 now in favor of the Lady Wolves. Pleasanton at the other end, a blocking foul is a huge collision. Drawing the foul is Mallory Pates, the foul called on Colette Thorell. That'll be the first foul of the game on Loomis, and Pleasanton will take it out underneath their own hoop. Drop it down to the low block. Kick it out for a short jumper that's off the iron by Nichols. No good. Fighting for the loose ball. It ends up in the hands of Loomis's Allie Dennis. Up the floor come the Wolves. With it is Colette Thorell. Moves it off on the left wing. Wide open is Tara Maskey. And as she starts to drive, the defense gets over there a little late and commits the foul. Before any shot, it's going to be on Ahrens. That'll be the first on Mickey. And the fourth on the team, both teams substituting a little bit here. Loomis basketball, it is Thorell, Hahn, Maskey, Rademacher, and Walton, the original five starters now on the floor. Off the inbound, it's a three-point attempt. Off the heel, no good by Colette Thorell. The rebound brought down by Mallory Pates, and a foul called on Loomis. So Loomis hit a three to start the game, but they have not been able to find the range since then. They're 1 of 5, and Pleasanton is 1 of 7 from the outside. The foul was on Tara Maskey. That'll be her first. Pleasanton basketball down 9-3, a minute and a half to go in the quarter. To the left elbow, jump shot on the way. Autumn Pritchard hits it. And so Pleasanton cuts it to 4, 9-5 here on Pritchard's first bucket of the ball game. Just a freshman Down low, Loomis gets hammered as they'll go to the line to shoot two. It's Maddie Walton. Foul will be called on Kristen Tolles for Pleasanton. And that'll be her first. So two shots coming up here for Madison Walton. Puts the free throw on the way, and it is good. Back into the ball game for Pleasanton will be Breanne Zimmer. Second free throw now. Walton up and through. Loomis is 4-4 at the line here in the first quarter, and that gives him a 6-point lead, 11-5. Into the front court, Pleasanton trying to end back here. Ball tipped away from behind. It's loose on the floor, and Pleasanton turns it over for the third time here in the game. As we approach the one-minute mark here in the first quarter, Loomis will bring it out between the circles with Thorell. Picks her dribble up and gives it to Rademacher. Rademacher down the lane, has a seam, and then is fouled. She got by Stubbs, and it looks like maybe Pate's come over to help out. Fouled her right there on the wrist. And for Mallory, that'll be her second. And two free throws coming up here for Brooke Rademacher. And Rademacher puts the first free throw up, and it is good. Extends the lead back to 7 at 12-5. And checking in will be Mickey Ahrens. And with those two fouls, Mallory Pates will come out for Coach Jones and Pleasanton. Second free throw, Rademacher up. And that one is too strong. Then the ball is deflected around, and it's actually tipped around enough that it's picked up by Rademacher. She's fouled on the 10-footer, and she's going to go right back to the line. Pleasanton had too many people trying to get that rebound of the missed free throw. Four of them were there, and they got in each other's way, and the ball ended up going to Loomis. The foul is on Kayla Stubbs, her first. And the free throw by Rademacher skips off the rim, no good. Second free throw now on the way, and it's good. So Rademacher gets one of two. And she's got 2 points, 13-5, an 8-point lead here for Loomis. Here's Aaron. She'll try a three from the right wing. It's too strong. Ball comes down all green on the backside. Thorell grabs it. Collette up into the front court. They'll dump it underneath. Wide open Walton. Turnaround jumper good on the assist from Rademacher. 15-5, Loomis by 10 with 25 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Pleasanton works it around the perimeter. Haven't been able to get their outside shots to fall, and that's why they're down 10. So a 10-foot jumper is up and in. Taylor Nichols dotted just inside the free throw line. Her first bucket. 5 seconds to go. Let's see if Loomis gets a shot in the front court. They'll throw up a desperation shot, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. Loomis 15, Pleasanton 7. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
And our second quarter is underway. Pleasanton will have the ball to start the quarter. They'll work it around the perimeter. And here's a three-pointer by Kayla Stubbs, up and in. She's got both three-pointers in the game for Pleasanton, and that cuts the lead down to five. So back-to-back buckets makes it 15-10. Turnovers in the first quarter, Pleasanton 3 and Loomis 2. Loomis was 6 of 8 at the line. That helped them out. Pleasanton did not even attempt a free throw there in quarter number 1. So the ball back to Loomis. It's going to be stolen away, heading to the other end. Stopping, can't get a shot away, is Pritchard. They'll rotate it over for a three-pointer. Dowell, and Dowell will hit it. Or is that Stubbs? No, excuse me, Stubbs. And a timeout going to be called here by Loomis. Kayla Stubbs with her third three. And after being down 10, it's 8 in a row for Pleasanton. And Loomis's lead is cut to 2. So we've got a timeout on the floor brought to you by Joe Meth, the Shelter Insurance Kearney. 15-13, Loomis. We'll be right back.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available. They can smoke your orders. And they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear them up, Bulldog.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And after the Loomis timeout, the Wolves will be back into action here, trying to snap that 8-0 Pleasanton run, and they will with a jumper on the right elbow by Katie Anderson. Anderson now has 4 in the game. 4 for Walton. Nobody else with more than a bucket right now for Loomis, and they're up 17-13 with 6.5 to go here in quarter number 2. Leading the way for Pleasanton, obviously, is now Kayla Stubbs after hitting back-to-back threes to start the quarter. Trying to drive in, forcing the issue is Nichols, and she's going to be fouled. Looks like the foul will be on Loomis's Madison Walton. That'll be her first and the team's third. And that'll just be an inbounds play here for Pleasanton. Top of the circle with it is Pates. Mallory, a couple of dribbles to the right elbow. She's covered. Here's another three. Stubbs on the way from the right side, and it's good. 3 for 3 here in the second quarter for Kayla Stubbs. And it's 17-16, Loomis by 1 with pressure in the backcourt. Loomis has the ball with Thorell. Into the front court they go to Anderson. Anderson tries to dump it inside. The pass is deflected away, and Pleasanton's bench and crowd has some energy now for the first time tonight. And Loomis will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Tried to get it to Hahn, but they threw it to her before she turned around. It's loose. They fight for it. Hahn finally wins the scrap, and then she's fouled. And Hahn will go to the line for the first time tonight. Foul will be called on Autumn Pritchard. That is her first. And the first of 2 free throws for Hahn is off the front of the rim. No good. Checking in for Pleasanton will be sophomore Maddie Pates. Second free throw now coming up for Hahn. This one is too strong. And the rebound, Pates tried to get it, and then they're going to call a foul here on Colette Thorell. Pates had enough of that to, I guess, warrant the foul on Thorell. That'll be her second and the team's fourth. And it'll be Pleasanton basketball. Trying to take the lead for the first time here this evening. Bulldogs have it between the circles with Taylor Nichols rotated into the corner to Aarons. She'll drive, kick it out, top of the key three. Pritchard almost banked it in. Ball rattles around and comes down to Thorell. Thorell trying to avoid the traffic. Aarons is pestering her, makes her pick up her dribble. Pass gets over to Dennis, and Dennis gets it into the front court. Nice pass to Anderson. Her short jumper, though, is no good. Rebound brought down by Maddie Paints, and another Loomis foul. And this one is going to go on Katie Anderson, her first, and the team's fifth. And Pleasanton will bring the ball into the front court. Between the circles with it is Taylor Nichols. Into the right-hand corner to Stubbs. Back to the cutter. That shot is no good. And the rebound brought down by Colette Thorell. That'll be her fourth. Loomis into the front court, and the ball is going to be deflected away. District wrestling is also going on around the state of Nebraska in classes B, C, and D. We'll be at the D3 tomorrow at Amherst. Finals are scheduled to start right around 2 o'clock. Loomis has the basketball, and the pass is going to be picked off. Steal is made by Mallory Pates. Pates can't finish at the other end, so she'll kick it out to Maddie for a three. It's off the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Tara Maskey. Maskey gets it to Anderson. Loomis in the front court. Here's a short jumper on the way. It is no good. Rebound off the Hahn miss is put back up and in by Tara Maskey, her first points of the game. And it's 19-16 Loomis with 4:10 to go here before halftime. Strong drive by Nichols. She'll pull up from 12, and it's going to rattle out no good. Maddie Pates grabbed the rebound, and then trying to get out of there is going to be called for the travel. Just the fourth turnover for Pleasanton. Loomis has three. And it is Loomis basketball. In the backcourt, the pass knocked away. Going in for the steal, but missing the layup is going to be Mallory Pates. Ball goes out of bounds. Missed opportunity there for Pleasanton. Played the good D, but could not finish with the layup. And Loomis will have the basketball. They've led the whole way. They've been up by as many as 10. And now they have the ball in a three-point lead, 19-16. They'll break the press, and then they'll walk with the basketball. Brooke Rademacher tried to pick it up off the dribble and make the pass into the front court and didn't grab it clean. And that'll be the fifth turnover for Loomis. 3:45 remaining here in the first half, 19-16 Loomis. Pleasanton with the ball on the left elbow. Kick it out to Stubbs, who has four threes in the game. Not this time, though. She'll pass it over on the right elbow to Mallory Pates. Now to Stubbs, 4-3, and she missed one. Ball comes down the middle of the paint. Offensive rebound by the Bulldogs and Taylor Nichols, and Nichols will be fouled. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And at the line, while we took the break there, Taylor Nichols hit one of two free throws. And that's good enough to give her 3 points. Around to Hahn, deflected away, picked up by Maskey. They'll kick it back out top. Pleasanton going after every basketball and deflecting another one out of bounds. And Loomis will take it out near midcourt. Kearney High has taken a 20-17 lead over Lincoln Southwest in a battle of girls teams at the half on ESPN 1460. As Loomis tries to get it inside, now they're starting to turn the ball over. Pleasanton picks it off again. Loomis had taken real good care of the ball for the first 11 minutes of this game. At the free throw line, here's Nichols. She'll take the shot. Won't go. Fight for the loose ball, and ripping it out of there is going to be Allie Dennis for her third rebound. Loomis will bring it across the timeline. With it is Anderson. Back up top, open three on the way. Rademacher got it. Brooke Rademacher with her first bucket to go along with a pair of free throws. 22-17, Loomis by five, and just going coast to coast and drawing the contact is Mallory Pates. And Pates will go to the line and shoot two. She never hesitated, and Loomis didn't put anybody in her way defensively. The foul will be called on Rademacher. her first. And the first of the two free throws is too strong, no good. Second free throw coming up for Mallory Pates. It's on the way, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Riley Hahn. That's her third, and here comes Loomis. They'll baseball it into the front court, but the ball is loose. Ooh, and Aarons gets taken out on the ground, and the officials are just going to give the ball to Pleasanton. No foul, but Pleasanton does get the ball. Foul would have been against Loomis had they called it. Back into the game for Pleasanton is Kara Dowell. And it'll be Pleasanton ball, trailing by 5, 22-17 up top. Nichols on the left wing to Dowell. Bounce pass, tried to get it inside, threw it behind Pates. And the teams will exchange turnovers. Pleasanton gave it away. The outlet pass by Loomis was taken right back. Here's Kristen Tolles. Kick it out to Aarons. 2 minutes to go, and Aarons is going to back it up and reset the offense. Left-hand dribble, takes it over on the wing. Dowell tries to get a shot away. Can't there with the defense of Tara Maskey. Now the shot inside by Tolles is going to be deflected, and we've got another foul. And the foul going to go on Loomis, and it's on Madison Walton. That'll be her second. And at the line will be Taylor Nichols, one of two. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. 4 points now for Nichols. After a quick survey in the crowd, there is a vote that there is no way that that sweet young Madison Walton could have ever committed that foul, but I'm sitting on the Loomis side, so we'll see what they've got to say later on in the basketball game. Second free throw now on the way, and that one is no good, so Nichols, one of two, fighting for the rebound, and it's a tie-up between Riley Hahn and Mallory Pates. And the arrow will point the way. Pleasanton, it looks like. 1:48 to go before halftime. Kicking into the corner to Stubbs. She's covered, so they get it back to her. Three-pointer is no good. And the rebound is brought down by Allie Dennis. Loomis has maintained the lead the whole way, but they're starting to turn it over. They throw it away again. Pleasanton trying to go too quick. Has it knocked away, and they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you a quick look at the first half stats. Inbounds pass. Pleasanton again looked at Stubbs, but she's covered. Over to Aarons. Back over to Stubbs. Bounce pass inside. Nice pass. Hahn committed a foul, but it wasn't called on the Kristen Tolles shot. Rebound pulled down by Taylor Nichols. She misses, and a travel underneath on Pleasanton. It will be Loomis basketball. Back in for Pleasanton is Autumn Pritchard. And Loomis will throw it in. Facing full court pressure. Zone type of trap. Loomis makes the correct passes and gets into the front court here with Katie Anderson. Back over to Maskey, but it's through her hands. And up comes Pleasanton, 2-on-1. Nice pass over to Autumn Pritchard, and she'll lay it up and in for her second bucket. 1 minute to go in the first half. Loomis up 22-20, and Aarons picks off another one of the backcourt. Up ahead to Stubbs, the layup, no good. Boy, Pleasanton sure has missed a lot of layup opportunities here, whether it's on turnovers or transition opportunities. The ball does go out of bounds to Pleasanton, and Aarons will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Into the corner, a quick three, Stubbs. It spins out of there, then everybody watches it hit the floor, so Aarons picks it up and scores. Mickey with her first bucket of the ball game, and we are tied for the first time, 22-22, and Aaron steals into the backcourt again, and this time her shot again will not go, and out of bounds it goes off of Pleasanton. All of a sudden, Loomis can't get it into the front court. This has been their problem a lot this year, but then 11 minutes of the game. Now it's as if they've been hypnotized as the ball is kicked. Loomis would just like to get to the halftime locker room now and regroup. 22-22. Loomis with the basketball into the front court. Hahn has it knocked away from behind. Out of bounds it goes. Loomis will take it out underneath their own hoop. And waiting to throw it in will be number 40, Tara Maskey, out to Anderson. 16-footer, no good. And then I think they're going to get Hahn for being over the back, even though she was taller than everybody. They ding her for the over-the-back foul. That'll be the first on Hahn. Make it the second on Hahn. It is the ninth team foul, so we'll walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. Kristen Tolles looking for her first point. And the free throw is on the way. It is no good. Rebound brought down again by Allie Dennis. And then a double dribble called on Loomis. Loomis had two turnovers in the first quarter. They have 10 here in the second quarter. 10 seconds left for Pleasanton to try and get something done from midcourt. Aarons will throw it in, and it's picked off. Steal made. Layup is converted by Katie Anderson. So Loomis says, how do you like that? Final seconds, a half-court heave by the Bulldogs is off the mark, and we are at halftime of our girls' portion of this Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. It's the Loomis Lady Wolves 24 and the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs 22. We will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a moment here on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska.
And welcome back to Pleasanton, everyone. It is halftime of our girls' game, 24-22. Loomis leading Pleasanton, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We'll give you the stats here momentarily. Remind you that the Kearney High girls lead Lincoln Southwest 20-17. That is halftime on ESPN 1460 from Lincoln. The boys' game will follow at approximately 7:30. Same story here as Pleasanton and Loomis boys are still to follow on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, it's another busy day tomorrow. We have got the Heartland Hoops Classic, all eight games from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Starts at 9 a.m. with Overton taking on Sutton, and the first five games can be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The games that continue throughout the day, and there'll be some good ones. The last three will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9, including Central Catholic and Southern Valley at 5:45, Norfolk Kearney at 7:30, and Omaha Central playing the number one team in Colorado, Denver East at 9:15. The other games tomorrow: Freeman and High Plains at 10:45, Elkhorn South and Grand Island Senior High at 12:30, Grand Island Northwest and Bishop Newman out of Wahoo at 2:15, Norfolk Catholic and Donovan Trumbull will play at 4. We'll also have the D3 District Wrestling Finals scheduled to begin at 2 from Amherst right here on Classic Hits, and sub-district basketball begins next week for classes C and D. We'll take a break and be back with your first half stats after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers. First off, for Pleasanton, Kayla Stubbs has hit 4 3-pointers. She's got 12 points. Autumn Pritchard has 4 points. Mallory Pates has 6 rebounds. Mickey Ahrens has 2 points and 3 rebounds. Shayla Keim has a rebound. And Taylor Nichols, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Maddie Pates, 3 rebounds. Breanne Zimmer has 1 rebound. In the first half, for Pleasanton, 7 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second. At the half, 22 points, 18 rebounds. At the free throw line, Pleasanton is 2 of 5. Make that 2 of 7, excuse me, 2 of 7 at the free throw line. They have cast up a ton of three-pointers, 16 of them. They have hit 4, all from Stubbs, but they have missed their last 5 attempts. 7 turnovers here in the first half. Now let's take a look at the numbers for Loomis. Colette Thorell has a 3-point bucket and 4 rebounds. Madison Walton, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Brooke Rademacher, 5 points, 4 rebounds. Katie Anderson, 6 points. Tara Maskey, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Allie Dennis, 2 points, 5 rebounds. And Riley Hahn, 2 points, 4 rebounds, and a block shot. Loomis was dominating the boards early in this basketball game. And at the half, 15 points from the first quarter, 9 in the second. And Loomis has 24 points, 24 rebounds, 6 of 10 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 12 turnovers. But the Loomis Lady Wolves, just that one win on the season, looking for number 2 tonight. And they lead Pleasanton 24-22. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half comes your way in 2 minutes.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
To Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Pleasanton. We're ready to get the second half underway in our girls' game. It is Loomis 24 and Pleasanton 22. Pleasanton has yet to lead in this game. Loomis jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Pleasanton cut it to 1. Loomis then ran it out to 10 real quick. And now the lead is 2. And Loomis will get the ball to start our second half of play. See if they can get that offense rolling again. Against the zone, they try to dump it into Hahn. Hahn catches, shoots, and scores. So simple enough, Riley Hahn gets her second bucket of the basketball game. It's 26-22 in favor of Loomis. Pleasanton works it over on the left wing. They've shot a lot of threes. They'll shoot another one. This one rattles out from Autumn Pritchard. No good. Then the ball goes out of bounds off of Loomis. They'll say that Thorell had the rebound and then dropped it out of bounds. So right back over to Pleasanton. Out top, they'll get it to Pritchard. Fakes the three, drives over to Ahrens. Drives the baseline right side, cut off by Hahn. Throws it into the paint, but Nichols can't grab it. And Pleasanton will give it right back.
Go, 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 go!
That is just the eighth turnover for Pleasanton. They've taken a little bit better care of the ball than Loomis. A lot of steals with their pressure in the backcourt. Loomis does not put that backcourt pressure on. And Thorell in the front court. Swings it over to Rademacher. Brooke inside. There's Hahn again. Squares up from 7, but that one spins off the rim. No good. Ball is deflected out to Thorell. She'll get another opportunity. Now a 3-pointer on the way, and it is good by Brooke Rademacher. Rademacher with her second three. She's got 8 points, and the lead is now 7. 29-22, that's 7 in a row for Loomis, including the last bucket of the first half. On the dribble penetration, Mallory Pates gets in there, gets it knocked away. The ball's fought for behind the backboard. Pleasanton grabs it, but they've got to kick it out, so they do. Over to Stubbs for the three. It's no good this time. And the rebound pulled down by Hahn for Loomis. Fifth board for Riley, the 5'11 senior, trying to help Loomis get their second win of the year. Hahn to the baseline. Here's the jumper on the way. No good that time by Maskey. And the rebound ends up in Kayla Stubbs' hands. Her first of the game. Give it off to Pritchard. Back to Stubbs. Playing catch on the left side of the key. Off the screen. Nowhere to go. So they'll dump it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer on the way. No good by Mickey Ahrens. Rebound is grabbed by Walton for Loomis. To Thorell. She'll throw over the double team. Get it into the front court. To Maskey. Out of it with it. So Loomis.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
29-25 Loomis as Pates goes for the steal and knocks it out of bounds. Plenty of substitutions coming in now during the break in the action. And it'll be Loomis basketball. Dennis is back in there. Hahn stays in. Madison Walton along with Anderson and Thorell. Anderson back to the top of the key to Thorell. Thorell dribbles it off her knee, but it went right over to Walton, so they keep the ball. Trying to lob it inside, they get it to Hahn. She turns, she scores. Riley Hahn with her second bucket of the quarter. 31-15, a six-point lead here for Loomis. Pleasanton gets to the top of the circle to Kristen Toll. Zimmer has also re-entered the game. Now a three-pointer on the way by Mickey Ahrens. It's no good. 1 of 5 in this quarter. 5 of 21 in the game from beyond the arc for Pleasanton. All of the made three-pointers belong to Kayla Stubbs. Ahrens is going to check out. And Pritchard is going to check in. Pleasanton throws it into the corner. Here's Stubbs again for the three, but that one comes up well short. And it'll be grabbed by Walton. Walton stops before the steal is made. She had pressure coming from the backside, and they'll bring it across the timeline. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. 31-25, Loomis, they get it down to Hahn again on the low block. Turns, has her shot blocked in there by Zimmer, and Pleasanton comes out of there with the basketball. Good defense that time by the senior Breanne Zimmer. Couple of big 5'11 senior posts battling it out right now down low. Ball faked by Tolles, kicks it into the corner to Pritchard. Inside Zimmer. Can't get a shot away, and a timeout going to be called here as she is trapped in the paint. Timeout on the floor with 3:35 to go in the third quarter of play. It is Amherst. It is Loomis 31 and Pleasanton 25. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
As we came out of the timeout, Pleasanton missed a three-pointer, and now Loomis, trying to get it inside, has the ball deflected away. And so it will be Pleasanton basketball. Down 31-25 into the right-hand corner. It's going to be Dowell, starts to drive, tries to force it into Nichols. We're going to get the ball on the floor. We're going to get a jump. The arrow does point the way of Pleasanton. And Dowell will throw it in. Into the corner to Stubbs. Kayla can't get a three away, so bounce pass down on the block right side. Trying to get a shot away is Kristen Tolles. Instead, it's going to be knocked out of her hands. And Loomis will have the basketball, trying to extend their six-point lead. Rademacher into the corner to Dennis. Nice pass underneath. Hahn will lay it up and score. 6 of the quarter, 8 of the game for Riley Hahn. 33-25 Loomis. Up the floor is Pritchard. Kicks it back out top, ball fake for Nichols, drives in, the running 9-footer, no good. And the rebound brought down by Colette Thorell. I've got her for 7. Loomis into the front court, Dennis. Over on the right side of the key, they'll get it to Thorell, working around the perimeter. Chance to go up double digits again. Dennis in the left-hand corner. Up front, the ball tipped away, there's a fight for it. Picked back up by Loomis. And a little contact as the ball is thrown up. No good. Hahn gets the rebound, and all kinds of folks in there grabbing the arm. A foul will be called on Pleasanton. That's actually the first minutes in. Back in Mallory and Maddie Pates for Pleasanton. A foul was on Dowell, her second. And the inbound sets up a three in the corner for Rademacher. It's no good. Boxing out the shooter, Mallory Pates will grab her seventh rebound. Up the floor, they'll get it to Stubbs. Back out front they go to Pritchard. On the right side, the 19-footer is on the way. Pates, no good. And over the back foul going to be called here on Pleasanton as Rademacher grabbed the rebound. Coming back in for Loomis. Madison Walton and Tara Maskey. 1:41 to go here in the third quarter. 33-25, Loomis has led the whole way. But now a steal in the backcourt. Two on two, and a foul called on Loomis. Looks like Nichols will probably get some free throws here. Let's find out. Thorell with her third personal foul. And Taylor Nichols is 2 of 4 at the line. She has 4 points. And the free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. Second rebound coming up now for Nichols. It's on the way and it is no good. Rebound brought down by the Wolves and Allie Dennis. Then the outlet pass is stolen away. Number's not there for Pleasanton, so they'll set it up to Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard between the circles, dribbles and gives it off to Mallory Pates. Pates tries to get it over to Stubbs and does off the deflection. Pleasanton just 1 3-point bucket in this half, but finally they get it down low and bounce past the Nichols. She'll take it up and score. Taylor now with 6 points for Pleasanton, and that cuts the lead to 6. With a minute to go here in the third quarter, and Loomis turns it over again. That's number 18. Into the front court for the Bulldogs, Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard off the screen, comes right elbow, fires a 14-footer, no good, offensive rebound, back up and in. Taylor Nichols again. Pleasanton starting to hit the glass a little bit better, 33-29. And Loomis nearly turned it over again. Anderson is trapped as she gets across the timeline. Loomis tried to call timeout but didn't get it, and it's okay because they broke the press. Underneath to Dennis, knocked out of her hands. And Loomis will turn it over again. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Pleasanton at the top of the circle. Pritchard trying to get it set up here for the last shot. Looked at the shot, not there. Kicks it over to Pates. 6 seconds. Now a top of the key three is going to be short by Pritchard. And a foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Pleasanton. The rebound grab there by Allie Dennis. That's 7 for her in the game. The foul is on Mallory Pates. That's her third. Just 2 seconds to go here in the quarter, so all Loomis can do is throw it in, and that's the end of the third quarter. Loomis 33, Pleasanton 29. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Going to Bowling and Central 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And let's head to the fourth quarter of play here at Pleasanton and the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. I want to thank Athletic Director Ricky Westland and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. And Loomis just throwing it in to start the quarter. Throws it right to Pleasanton. And then Pleasanton gives it right back. So I guess no harm, no foul. 20 turnovers for Loomis, 10 now for Pleasanton. 33-29 Loomis, and they've got the basketball. They'll try to lob it down low to Hahn. She's doubled. Back on the right elbow to Thorell. On the left wing, they'll get it to Walton. Dump it into Hahn. Hahn fouled on the way up. Foul going to be called on Taylor Nichols. That'll be her first and the fourth team foul here on Pleasanton at the line. Riley Hahn, she's 0 of 2. She's got 8 points. And the free throw is good. 34-29 Loomis. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Hahn hits them both. And Loomis back up by 6. Biggest lead has been 10. They have never trailed after a 7-0 start. Off the left-hand dribble, takes it to the wing. Nothing there for Paints. They reverse it. Aarons into the corner for Autumn Pritchard. Into the paint, they get it to Nichols. And as she goes up, a foul going to be called on Loomis. Three players on her. And the foul is going to be called on Riley Hahn. That will be her third. And Taylor Nichols is about the only player that's getting to the line tonight for Pleasanton, but she's just 2 of 6 in the game. And so Nichols will take some time. And the free throw is up, and it is dancing around and in. Nichols now with 9 points. 35-30 Loomis. Second free throw. Nichols on the way, and it is no good. Hahn will bring down her 7th rebound. Loomis tries to break the pressure in the backcourt. They get it to Colette Thorell. Down low, trying to drive is Rademacher. Has it knocked out of her hands, fighting for the loose ball. A foul going to be called on Pleasanton. That's Mickey Aarons with her second. That's the 5th team foul. Seven minutes to go in our game. Underneath Hahn, she backs up on the inbounds, takes the shot, no good. Rebound tipped around, and it comes down to Kristen Tolles. That'll be her first of the game. Here comes Pleasanton, over to Stubbs. Off the screen, she'll give a top of the key to Aarons. Over on the wing, three-pointer on the way, Pritchard, good. Autumn Pritchard with her first three-pointer. She's got 7 points, and it's a two-point game again. Loomis 35, Pleasanton 33, and Loomis trying to throw over the top of the press. Turns it over. That's number 21. And it'll be Pleasanton with the basketball. Chance to tie or maybe even take their first lead. Aarons dribbles into the top of the circle. They quickly reverse it over to Pritchard. Out to Stubbs. Her three was well guarded. Comes up way short. And a foul called on Pleasanton. It's going to go on Mallory Pates, and that is her 6th team foul for Pleasanton. Pates out, and Taylor Nichols will come back in. And Loomis against the full court pressure. Lob it into Maskey. Her pass gets into the front court, and we got another quick jump ball call. Arrow points the way of Pleasanton, so turnover here for Loomis. 6:06 to go in the game. 35-33, Loomis by 2, Pleasanton with the ball. Into the front court, Mickey Aarons. Back up top, Nichols. Reverse it for a long three. Almost banked it in that time, did Kayla Stubbs. And Dennis came out of there with the rebound, but then as she headed up the floor, she lost it again. Loomis hasn't had it in their half of the court for quite a while. Pleasanton basketball, left wing. Kick it off to Kayla Stubbs. Over to Aarons. Free throw line, Nichols. Jumper from 18. No good that time by Pritchard. The rebound brought down by Katie Anderson. Into the front court, Thorell. It's deflected, picked up, and scored by Rademacher in the right place at the right time. 37-33 Loomis. And a steal at the other end. Dennis steps in front and picks off the entry pass to the post. 5 minutes remaining in our game. Loomis trying to hang on here. 37-33. Anderson down low. Jumper is on the way. No good by Rademacher. Rebound to Nichols, her sixth. Again, playing catch-up all night long is Pleasanton. Pritchard between the circles. Gives it over to Stubbs. Into the corner, Ahrens. Passes on the three. Back to Stubbs. To Nichols. Playing some short catch. Now Ahrens will try the three, and it is too strong. Long rebound, pulled down on the paint, put back up by Tolles, and she's fouled. Kristen will go to the line looking for her first points of the game. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more Fort Kearney Conference basketball after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Out of the timeout, a couple of free throws by Kristen Tolles, and then a short jumper by Thorell at the other end. And now a short jumper from the free throw line by Taylor Nichols is no good. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on Kristen Tolles. That's her second. 3:53 to go in our game. It's Loomis 39 and Pleasanton 35. That's the seventh team foul on Pleasanton. So a 1-1 coming up here for Colette Thorell, who has not been to the line. She has two buckets for 5 points. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is no good. It didn't matter. She crossed the line anyway. They would have wiped it off on the front end of that 1-1. So Pleasanton will get the ball back. 3:53 to go in the game, 39-35. Loomis by four. If you just joined us, they took a 15-5 lead and have led the entire way. It was tied right before half. Now a three-pointer, Stubbs, and she hits her sixth of the ball game. Kayla Stubbs with 18 points on her sixth three. 39-38, Loomis by one, 3.5 to go, and a timeout by the Wolves. 3:33 to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. We will be right back.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Letter to a Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
.333 remaining in our girls' game. Fort Kearney Conference action tonight in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Loomis has a 39-38 lead over Pleasanton and the basketball out of the timeout. Dennis gets it into Hahn, squares up, seven-footer, will not go that time. Rebound brought down by Autumn Pritchard. She races to the other end but missed the layup. Loomis rebound to Rademacher. Up ahead to Thorell. Colette doesn't have numbers, but takes the shot anyway. It goes out of bounds to Pleasanton. Pleasanton still looking for their first lead of the night. Tolls in. Maddie Pates out. 39-38 Loomis. Each team has three timeouts remaining, according to my book. And Pleasanton with the ball. Driving is Aaron. Kicks it back out top. Reverse it for a three. Pritchard won't go. Rebound grabbed by Rademacher. Her eighth for Loomis. Up ahead to Dennis. And getting to the ball first is going to be Taylor Nichols. And she'll get the steal. 2:40 to go in the game. And Pleasanton again, a chance to take the lead. With it is Aaron. Back out between the circles to Nichols. Over to Stubbs. On the left wing, they'll get it to Pritchard. Free throw line, jumper on the way. Nichols, no good. And the ball is punched out of bounds. It'll belong to Loomis. So Pleasanton has had many opportunities, but they have not been able to take the lead. And now Hahn breaks the press, takes it right at the hoop. But another layup, no good, and then trying to follow her shot. Lynn Riley is over the back. That is the fourth on Riley Hahn. Or the fifth. I guess it's the fifth. I was missing one in the book. So Hahn will foul out. 10 points, 7 rebounds, 1 block shot. 2:09 to go in the game. Will it be easier for Pleasanton to get the ball inside? 2 minutes to go, 39-38 Loomis. Right side of the key with it is Pritchard. Down to the low block, backing in, and finally a blocking foul called on Loomis as Tolles just muscled her way into the hoop. Bucket didn't go. She'll have to earn it from the line. The foul is the first on Allie Dennis. Free throw is good, and we are tied at 39. Kristen Tolles has a chance to give Pleasanton their first lead of the night with 1:51 to go. And it's good. And there you have it. 40-39. Pleasanton a lead by one. Neither team has made a bucket in a long time. Can Loomis change that here? Terrell outside the arc. Just kind of dribbling at the top of the key. Gives it over to Rademacher. Into the corner to Maskey, tries to dump it inside, and a foul called. That means free throws. The foul is on Kristen Tolles. That'll be her third. And a 1-1 coming up for the sophomore, Allie Dennis. Hasn't been to the line, has a couple of points, pulled down a bucket load of rebounds. Looks like 8. And the front end of the 1-1. On the way, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Taylor Nichols. Pleasanton 40, Loomis 39. And timeout going to be called by Pleasanton to discuss strategy. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your home, auto, life, or business insurance. 1:25 to go in the game. Pleasanton has the ball and a 40-39 lead over Loomis.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
.25 remains in our girls' game. It has been fairly close throughout. And Pleasanton has the ball out of the timeout at a 40-39 lead. Let's see what Coach Jones drew up He drew up an inside pass to Nichols, and Nichols will turn and score. It's about the easiest bucket that Pleasanton has had the whole game. They're now up by three. 1:10 to go. Loomis dribbles it off their foot. At the other end, Pleasanton dives on it. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Loomis. So they'll maintain possession. Now Madison Walton re-enters for Loomis. Dennis is out. Also out there is Maskey and Rademacher and Anderson and Thorell. Thorell to throw it in. Down by three. Collette lobs it all the way out top to Anderson. Back to Thorell. Thorell drives. The leaner from nine. No good. Got her own rebound, and it looks like a foul on Pleasanton. Is that the call? We're waiting to see here. Looks like it. And we're not in the one. Yeah, we are in the one and one. So Thorell missed the front end earlier. Two big free throws here for Collette. It's up. It's in. 6 points in the game for Thorell. 42-40 Pleasanton. 56 seconds to go. Second free throw up. It is two clutch free throws to cut the deficit to one. Pressure on in the backcourt, but nobody picks up the ball. And so straight up the floor is Pritchard to the top of the key. Aarons. 45 seconds to go. Aarons trying to drive. Gets by our defender. Goes to the baseline. Short jumper. No good. Loomis gets the rebound. Walton with the ball. Seconds to go. And a timeout called by Loomis. Down one. 35 seconds to go. We will be right back. 42-41 Pleasanton.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
We're back here at Pleasanton. The final 35 seconds in regulation. Pleasanton trying to hold on now. They trailed almost the entire game. They've led for the last minute 30, but Loomis now has the ball down by one. They'll throw it in at midcourt. 42-41 Pleasanton. Trying to get Thorell. Get it back on the wing. That's Walton. They tie her up. The arrow points the way of Pleasanton. 25 seconds to go. They had not switched the arrow. That brought home big-time anxiety for the Pleasanton fans, but everybody knew that it had not been switched. So no arguing. Now Loomis needs to force a turnover or commit the foul. 25 seconds to go. Full court pressure. And a tie to Pleasanton just before they get the ball in. 25 seconds remaining in this basketball game. Pleasanton has the ball at a 42-41 lead over Loomis. We'll be right back on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Well, we picked the wrong time to have a computer glitch there, folks. Sorry, but Pleasanton hits two free throws by Mallory Pates. They're up 44-41. Then Loomis turns it over, and now with 8 seconds, free throws coming up for Pleasanton, but they miss it. So the rebound brought down by Maskey. They need a three to tie the basketball game, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Loomis. And Pleasanton is going to win the game. 2 seconds to go, and they'll take a timeout just to make sure that they don't throw it away. All they need to do is throw it towards their bucket, because even if Loomis steals it, they can't throw it more than three-quarter court. And that's what we've got going on in this situation. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up next here on Classic Hits. And then we will get you ready for the boys game. Both teams, Pleasanton and Loomis, have had so much boys tradition. This has not been their year. But it is a rivalry game and a chance for one of them to pick up another win late in the season. So Pleasanton looks like they're going to get their sixth win of the season. Even though Loomis led for 30 minutes of this basketball game, they just could not finish it here in the fourth quarter of play. Got off to a good start, hit some nice shots. But here in this fourth quarter, Pleasanton has put up 15 points and has the lead. Now all Pleasanton has to do is get the ball in. Loomis with 2.4, down three, and Pleasanton has the ball. So Pates will throw it in. Throws it into the backcourt off the screen, and this basketball game is over. Well executed, and it's all over. Loomis now 1-17, Pleasanton 6-16 with a 44-41 victory by the Bulldogs. We'll come back with the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show after this.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back, everyone, to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show, taking care of our athletes and schools for decades and continue to do so. Misco Sports. First off, for Loomis, Colette Thorell, 7 points, 10 rebounds. Madison Walton, 4 points, 7 rebounds. Brooke Rademacher, 10 points, 8 rebounds. Katie Anderson, 6 points and a rebound. Tara Maskey, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Allie Dennis, 2 points, 8 rebounds. And Riley Hahn, 10 points, 7 rebounds. 41 points, 46 rebounds, 10 out of 17 at the free throw line. 3 of 9 from 3-point land, 1 block, 28 turnovers. Loomis goes into the postseason now with a record of 1 and 17, and they play the opening game on Monday night. For Pleasanton, Kayla Stubbs had 6 three-pointers and had a game-high 18 points and 1 rebound. Autumn Pritchard, 7 points, 1 rebound. Mallory Pates, 2 points, 7 rebounds. Mickey Ahrens, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Kristen Tolles ended up with 3 rebounds. Let's see, wait a minute. No, Shayla Keim had that 1 rebound, my bad. Keim did have a rebound, getting to start here on senior night. Kristen Tolles, 4 free throws for her 4 points and 2 rebounds. Taylor Nichols ended up with 11.7 rebounds. Maddie Pates, 3 rebounds, and Breanne Zimmer, 1 rebound. 44 points for Pleasanton, 26 rebounds, 9 out of 18 at the free throw line, and that's because they went 7-9 in the fourth quarter of play. And they put up a ton of 3-point buckets and kind of cooled off a little bit as the game progressed. I had them for 30 three-point attempts, making 7 of those 30. 2 block shots and 11 turnovers. Pleasanton picks up their 6th win of the season, 44-41. We're 20 minutes away from tip of the boys' game, and we'll have that for you here on Classic Hits. In the meantime, you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Don't forget,